Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 300, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it is Friday, August 18th, 2023. Friday.
Yeah.
Buck, it's Friday.
Yeah, National Pinot Noir Day. If you celebrate National Ice Cream Pie Day, National Fajita Day, National Mail Order Catalog Day. Nobody's doing mail. What are we getting, the Delia's catalog suddenly again?
Wow.
This ain't happening, folks. But hey, there's, a bygone
technology.
They do
not stop trying, though, man.
Yeah.
But my mailbox is choked.
Oh, with like Land's End.
Yeah.
You get that catalog and shit still? And yeah. You like, get the big coupon book?
Oh, yeah. The Penny Saver?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You gotta save that for a good carpet cleaning.
That's right.
That was always like the thing in there. And I'm like, who the fuck is paying for that? Anyway.
Well, my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Dog Whistle. Dog Whistle. I want to sing my dog whistle. I want to sing Fudge Rounds. That is courtesy of Rando Dixon Art on the Discord.
Oh, yeah. Hey, those rich men, man. They know. They know.
Those rich men north of Richmond and their damn Fudge Rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray, a.k.a. We don't want anybody else. The loser at football will not wear seatbelts, so we don't want anybody else. Just them. Shout out Lockeroni with the I Touch Myself, a.k.a. in reference to that high-stakes fantasy football penalty where the loser could not wear seatbelts. Was that you, Jack?
That was me.
Yeah.
My friend Chris loved to revoke seatbelt rights. Very... very funny, dude.
It feels like it's a very like low lift way of feeling like a god. I feel like,
right?
You know what I mean? Be like, and actually, no, you don't get to wear the safety belt.
Yeah,
when we drive. Yeah, but anyway, that's why you got to win at fantasy football, folks.
That's right. Well, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a nurse, healthcare advocate,
not from Spain,
creator, comedian, currently on a 100 city tour right
Woo!
Now. It's Blake Lynch, a.k.a. Nurse Blake!
Nurse Blake!
What's up?
Blake, what's up? In the building. How are you?
We got to talk about the seatbelt thing. I mean, I am a nurse. Wear your fucking seatbelt.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's
thank
all.
You. Thank you. Can you call Jack's friend and just tell him that that's actually that's very, cool. very yeah. reckless.
He's a father of three now. I'm sure he understands the importance of seatbelts.
Well, he's probably telling his kids. He's like, okay, so you didn't clean up your room.
Well,
guess
listen,
who's not wearing a seatbelt?
I don't care if you don't wear your seatbelt. The problem is if you don't wear your seatbelt and you fly into me wearing a seatbelt, that's right. when the shit goes down.
Wow. Yeah, that can actually happen, right? You become, you turn yourself into a projectile.
Exactly.
A danger to others.
Yeah.
See, there you go. That's why.
Yeah. Okay. So if not, just don't. Yeah. Just think about the other people.
Yeah. Think about the other people.
I got my ankle twisted around real bad by this fucker who was flying off his motorcycle. Sorry.
That's why when I'm like telling my family, wear your seatbelt. I don't care about them, bitch. I care about me.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right. Because as someone who's working in the trauma center, you've seen it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything. Or like the people that like put their seatbelt, like they put it on, but their chest harness, they put like behind them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Just well, have it on
happens, it's annoying.
What right. happens is, so the seat, not to be too graphic, but the seatbelt will actually cut their just stomach in half because you have to have the chest strap on too to really
to
protect
displace
you.
All the, right, right, right. Wow.
Damn, son.
Yeah. So next time you want to be like, I don't want to wrinkle my dress shirt on this car ride. Be like, well, you could bisect your whole shit if you want to do that.
Oh, man.
I think about that a lot, though, too, where I've never done it because always that just felt like... It just feels risky to be like, no, fuck the fucking shoulder strap. Like, but sometimes I'll be like holding it a little bit in front to be like, I can't get the crease in front. And then I'm like, shit, if it goes down, I'll just let go and I'll let God, you know? Yeah.
That's really the best way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So is there a safe way to keep your outfit from creasing while also considering your safety in an automobile? Do you think?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Good to know. just like, don't be so worried about wrinkles, y'all.
Yeah. Or just, end up under Nurse Blake's care, the trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. You can fix that.
We could fix pretty much anything.
What are some other things besides seatbelts that you find yourself, like, reminded that people should do more often or not do more often?
It's the young, drunk millennials that when they're out drinking with their friends, they want to get the scooters.
The scooters, you know, I like hear, the scooters, are like everything like, now.
They're so dangerous. Right. They are so, everyone falls. I saw an old lady fall just in the middle of the day, hit her head, and I was like,
oh. Yeah, I just saw a video like on the internet of someone who had like a leg brace on, being like, they take off on it. They look back. They're like, I'm doing it. And they immediately just flip the fuck over and
it's
crash.
So,
and you're like,
it's
oh,
so
fuck.
Stupid. And like, if I'm on my way to something important and I see someone fall, like there's a 50% chance I'm going to be able to get out and help.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
like if I'm going to a
How often are you called to action when you're an off the clock? Like when you just are compelled by your natural instinct to help people?
It's actually pretty rare, but it actually happened on a flight the other day.
Oh shit.
I was flying to Miami, but I was on Spirit Airlines. Mm-hmm. So
shout out Spirit.
Yeah,
I recently had a good experience on Spirit.
Yeah, oh, you did?
Had
a rare
the
good
fact
experience.
That it was like the only one. I like in retrospect, I was like, Spirit's actually pretty good these days, and it was like, no, it's just most airlines. I don't expect something bad to happen, and Spirit, I do, and so
you compare. Got it.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Expectations.
No, I had that for the first time in like 8 years. I've been a nurse, a medical emergency. But I'm like, yes, like I'm going to be a hero. It's going to go viral on the news. Like, I can't wait to give CPR to someone. And the bitch, she was on the ground and she said she had sativa.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, oh, shit, she's allergic to sugar substitutes. Get me an EpiPen. Stevia. Like, I thought it was going to go down.
Right, right, right.
And she's like, no, like I had an edible. And I'm like,
high.
That's my healthcare hero story.
Damn.
Some bitch had the munchies going to Miami to get a BBL. Like, I was ready to give CPR.
Yeah. It's like, no, I just need to tell me that you're not looking at me weird. And
right. Me. So I'm high. Yeah, we're at 30,000 feet. Yeah.
Right, right,
right.
well, maybe one day, you know, but the right kind where it's solvable and you do go
Thank
viral
you.
For the right reason.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
How frequently are people coming into the emergency room or the trauma center and it turns out they're just too high? Like, I feel like that's got to be.
Well, could you
lot.
Even be admitted into the trauma unit with if you were.
Yeah, you
not,
might not
like,
make it past the desk
with your
right?
head. Like,
no, we're
going
to just send you out. Honestly, yeah, you got to be bleeding out. You got to be dead before we you know, see
you. Levels. There's levels dead. To this, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've wanted to go to the emergency room from being too high in the past. So.
Oh, that's what everyone feels like they have to do. Like, I need to go to the emergency room. I feel like I'm
just
going to swallow
like,
my
breathe.
Tongue.
Or I'm breathing too much.
Yeah.
I just like, can't get it right.
Too much air.
My heart's like doing weird things.
This guy's going to have a fatal dose of oxygen, guys. Fucking watch out.
That's right.
What the fuck?
All right. Well, Blake, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about today. We're talking about The reactions to Trump's indictment have started to roll in, not just the talking head ones, but
IRL activity.
IRL activity. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about YouTube increasing their enforcement of medical misinformation. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about bosses regretting how they demand workers return to the office and just where we're at in the great everybody must return to the office because we know it's better for us as employers and nobody else. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the latest QAnon cult leader because it's a 13-year-old girl.
Yep.
We might even talk about the Sound of Freedom. We'll see. All of that, plenty more. But first, Blake, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Where is Santa Rosa, California?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm
and
here
that's
right
where
now.
You are currently.
And yeah, and I don't know where we are. There's, like you said, there's a bridge and a river. In a jail.
Yeah.
Nearby.
Yeah. 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 Now, Santa Rosa is like, I don't know. I've been there and it's like kind of like a sleepy small town, right?
Yeah. It's cute. The show was great. The show was great. Yeah. It was at this like conference center, Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, which I performed last year too. But I just don't know where, I don't know where any city is. I'm like horrible at geography.
Right. Right. Wait. So even like, so where did you come from before Santa Rosa?
And my memory is like the fish on Nemo. I don't know.
Well, when you're on a 100 city tour, like how the fuck are you gonna
how long was the flight? How about that?
So I'm actually on a tour bus.
Okay, how long was the drive?
I'm sleeping the whole time. A few hours. I'm asleep.
Blake, I'm starting to doubt if you're even on tour, man.
I don't know. I actually kicked off my tour. I know where I started. I started in Alaska, July 25th.
Okay. Wow.
And everything between then and today, I don't know what's happening.
Total blur.
Yeah. Right. I hit Denver, Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And you're doing Santa Barbara.
Okay, so it sounds like you're starting in California, working your way north.
See? Thank you. And that's how I should have said it.
Santa Barbara would be before Santa Rosa for sure.
And then I did LA.
Okay. Oh, okay. So yeah, you just made
Phoenix,
your way
up. El Paso. Yeah. Okay, here we go. There we go.
Tucson.
Yes,
Phoenix.
Tucson.
Yeah,
Phoenix,
don't forget
El
about
Paso.
Tucson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jack's like the tour manager.
Okay, thank
like,
God.
Let's not forget. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so I remember where I'm at. I just don't know where it's located.
Yeah.
Looks like you might be headed to Eugene, Oregon, pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
My
Seattle.
Birthplace.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Can you tell from my incense lighting vibes?
His birthplace. Yeah. Oh, and Victoria and Vancouver. Oh, man. Have you been to Victoria, British Columbia before?
It's beautiful. I used to live in Seattle, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay. So you know. Close. You've seen. You've
yeah. Heard. So I do all of Canada. Then I come back down the East Coast. Yeah.
Cool.
That's fun. Yeah. I would want to do that even if I wasn't like on a tour. That just sounds like a wonderful like road trip.
It's super fun. And I love everyone I'm with. They're awesome. One of my, she's my lesbian cousin. She's on the road with me and she's great. She's super blast.
Is she also a performer or she's just,
she's
just,
not,
like, on the road with
she's
you?
Oh, okay. Not, but she actually, I actually end my comedy show with a roast where I roast all these different nurses in the audience.
Uh-huh.
And to be fair, she comes out and then roasts me.
Oh,
so okay.
Yeah.
She didn't know she was going to do it till 2 days before my first show, and she's been killing it.
Amazing. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What is something that you think is overrated?
Marriage.
Yeah. Go
I'm
on.
Just getting out of, I was with my ex for 12 years. We were married for 6.
Wow.
And, yeah, don't do it. Screw the Supreme Court for even allowing gay marriage. You got me trapped. You got me. I'm stuck.
And wait, so and now, like for you personally, you're like, it's not for me. Is that is it the experience overall that you realize that, or I mean, I hate to be Oprah here, but or was it with this specific relationship that put you up? Do you see yourself finding somebody that you could potentially shack up with again?
You know, my attorney is like, I give you a year and a half, and you're going to be coming to me with your next marriage, but we're going to put together a good prenup. So I guess it's I really needed. I guess what's underrated is prenups.
There you go.
Things can change, huh? Things can change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see, that. But. Yeah. So if you didn't know, I'm a homosexual.
I gathered.
Just wanted to clear the air. So before
you
until
you said
ask,
the Supreme Court, yeah. Until you said the Supreme Court thing, I was like, okay. Doma,
yeah, okay. Now it's fair. Okay. Now it's fair.
Got it. Good. Yeah. Will not make any assumptions. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So is that your underrated prenups? Underrated.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just learning that now. I'm just learning it. Prenups and hand jobs.
Oh, why hand
prenups
jobs?
And hand jobs? That's a good like album title.
That maybe that's my next tour.
Yeah. Wow.
Nursing. Jack- plus prenups and hand jobs.
Exactly. Just, yeah.
That's perfect. Great,
the nursing, yeah, and, yeah, the prenups nice. And hand it's jobs nice. Tour. Wait, you well, know? Why is a hand job underrated?
Well, because I think a lot of people, they just want to go straight to sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not, we, you know, there's other things you could do.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
are
yeah.
just as fun.
We're yeah. good with these things as humans. We've, right. yeah, you know?
Honestly.
Kind not of many one of perfect. Our...
Not
defining
many
features.
Species on Earth got these thumbs that can even enable the Ooh, proper type of yeah. job with the
it's
hand.
It's like hand jobs can be a home run. It can be
wow.
third base. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel like a hand job snob. Like I've always viewed it as something I could do myself. So I feel less like I'm like, hey, nobody knows get, how to get,
no,
maneuver
the,
this thing
well,
like me.
I'm gay, so I guess, you know, it's a, like they know what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Right.
Maybe so, that's why. Yeah, yeah. Okay, why. Well.
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, explore.
I'm just going around, I'm like, yeah, I'm like cruising now. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I'm looking yeah. for a good hand job. You know, it's like
there
a solid
you
one. You know,
a solid one. Third base hand job.
Yeah, just a yeah. solid hand job. Because I forget a lot of these fucking minor league hand jobs.
I don't know how, guy, like with the girls with the long nails, that you know, that's got to be.
Oh, yeah, never.
It can't be as good.
Yeah, I've never, I don't think I've actually.
My hand jobs rarely involve nails. Am I doing it wrong?
Oh, yeah. Well, to each their know. Own, Jack. To each their own.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe you'll be visiting Nurse Blake at some point.
Sounds like.
That goes to, if that goes left.
Well, I'll do it.
We have a lot to learn.
I could do a full assessment.
Okay. Yeah. I'll send you some pictures later. We'll go from there. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. To talk about some news.
Mm-hmm.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And I feel like we started to get the real reactions to Trump's indictment. Like, you know, on our end, we're like, well, it's starting to actually feel real. And I think from on the other side, people are like, it's starting to feel real. And they're not so happy about it. It would seem, Miles.
No. I mean, the beginning we talked about how like on Fox News, they're just saying stuff like, he was just texting people and like making phone calls to coerce them into this conspiracy to overturn the election. Right. And that's been like mostly the thing we've heard now. But now the MAGA people are starting to rear their heads. And this is what we're having. So far, we have grand jurors being doxxed in Fulton County. Like, because in the indictment, legally, they actually do list the names of the people in the grand jury. So a lot of these people on like far right message boards have been digging through it, trying to like find addresses, posting supposed addresses, LinkedIn profiles, Facebook pages, being like, you need to find these people, take pictures of them. Da, 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 da. So that's happening. That's one thing. A woman has already been arrested for threatening the judge who is presiding over Trump's D.C. case.
This one is like wild.
Oh, yeah. Like, she also threatened Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. So she basically called up, saying a bunch of racist BS. I'm not even going to read the shit that she was saying to the judge and said, I will kill anyone that goes after Trump. And she said that includes all Democrats in Washington, D.C. and all people in the LGBTQ community.
Somehow. Oh, that I apologize. That's probably for my Aunt Vicky from Florida.
No. She's actually from Texas. So okay.
You know, I thought it was my Aunt Vicky.
But definitely someone's aunt for sure. But yeah. And then she said, you are in our sights. We want to kill you. If Trump doesn't get elected in 2024, we are coming to kill you. So tread lightly. And then she found herself getting a knock on her door from DHS. And she's like, oh, sorry. Yeah, I said that. Is that
a problem?
Too far? Can you not do that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never even thought about consequences, much less faced them. Yeah. This is so weird.
Truly wild. And then in Georgia, like the Republicans are actually they're trying to do things like legislatively. So when we first talked about the indictment in Georgia, we talked about how this one's especially sticky for Trump because A, he can't pardon himself from state charges, even if he did win the election. And also because Georgia's system of pardons doesn't empower the governor to just wave a magic wand of freedom and then let Trump out. Like it has to go to a panel where they decide if someone is eligible for a pardon only after 5 years of serving a sentence. So now the Republicans there are trying to change the rules and be like, well, what if like a governor could just do that? We should posit that. Luckily, the highest ranking Republicans in the state said, fuck no. And that's mostly because it's more just like what's possible because you need like a 2/3 majority. Then you need the general like electorate to ratify the change. And they're like, that shit ain't happening. Like, just sorry. So leave that fantasy there. And then lastly, there's this guy in Georgia, the state senator, who wants to impeach the DA, Fannie Willis, and saying, like, we got to strip all funding. And if appropriate, impeach Fannie Willis. And I'm officially calling for an emergency session to review her actions. America is under attack. And I'm not going to sit back and watch as the radical left, blah, 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 blah. So the writer of the Joe My God blog, though, pointed out that the Wikipedia page for this state senator is so clearly written by him. Mm-hmm. Like when you click it, because most people don't, there's just like a cursory amount of stuff. There's shit on here talking about how he is like a renowned auctioneer.
Since graduating college, Moore runs his family's bulldozing and trucking business and is an internationally acclaimed auctioneer, having traveled over 75,000 miles.
What? Huh? Is that a thing that you, like an auctioneer has to like sort of pat themselves on the back for? Be like,
for traveling a certain number of miles is like very, that's stat padding.
Hey, like in 2016,
how do I get a big number in here?
He was the Georgia auctioneering champion and a top 20 finalist in the International Auctioneering Championship.
At least he has a Wikipedia page. Like, I've been wanting a Wikipedia page for a long time.
You don't
I
have
should get
one?
Him to write. No, I'll get him to write mine. I've traveled a lot too. Lots of miles.
Are you sure, Nurse Blake?
Are you counting them, by the way? Because
lots of miles.
That's important.
Yeah,
you got to count all the miles.
Or do you have auctioneering experience?
No.
Or so you've only worked in a trauma center.
This isn't good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll never have one.
Okay. Well, are you on WikiFeet?
I'm on nothing. I'm on Tinder. I'm on Grindr and Tinder.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe WikiFeet. Oh, right. Nope. 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 I was like, I was searching for your WikiFeet. No, no,
it was like close.
Yeah, this is a very detailed Wikipedia page. At age 18, Moore became a commercial truck driver. Who gives a shit?
Like, that sounds like that sounds like your like first resume, like your first cover letter that you write. At 18, I became a commercial truck driver. Now I would like to be a politician. Thank you.
Yeah, truly, it has like college admissions essay vibes to it.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's 29, so it makes sense to me that he got lost in the sauce.
Those are achievements, you know?
But yeah, doesn't seem like he's gonna get it. I guess this is kind of the question on my mind from the start of this is like, are there, like, they're going to want to have some sort of armed insurrection, but are they like coordinated enough to do it? Like, are they?
January 6th was their closest shot of like getting that many goons together simultaneously. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Because clearly, if they do see him like all frazzled in like a jumpsuit in a courtroom, maybe that will kick in another level of panic. But I don't know. But the will is there for sure. Because you see how reckless these people are acting and the shit that they're saying. Is constantly like that when they were talking about these grand jurors, they kept referencing like there's a lot of long rifles in Georgia. So I think you guys know what to do kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump and Orange, it would just match his face like a big fucking Cheeto.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be. Well, I don't know. At that point, he wouldn't have access to his like self-tanning regimen.
Oh, my God. We'd see what he really looks like.
Yeah. It may look like a like inverted, like inside out. Orange creamsicle.
Like an albino toad, I feel like, is what is going to resemble. Yeah, inside out creamsicle.
Because he's like, his makeup game is weak because he hates putting it around his eyes and shit.
Right.
And
you get to see what's
lurking. Yeah.
Oh, I would love to see it.
I mean, there was a picture of him like over the weekend at like a golf thing where he was just like sweaty. And I think he sweated out all his, you know. Whatever, his tinted sunscreen or whatever he's using. He looked He looked a little down and out.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's like a geyser of hate and ignorance, and it's going to be under a lot of pressure over the next couple years. But hopefully they just keep getting to it, you know? Hopefully they keep calling ahead to let the FBI know of their plans to. Kill anyone who went after Trump, all Democrats in Washington, D.C., and all people in the LGBT. One woman in Texas is coming for you and everyone and 11% of the population, at least. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like the one thing is like when you look at like the poll, like how the polling shifts, like everyone's like, oh, America's so divided or whatever. It's like more the Republicans are like the 53% of the country is like, no, this guy, like, this is illegal shit. And then, like, then you have the Republicans where about, like, 50-some, close to 60%, or 50-something percent are like, he didn't do anything wrong. While there are others who are like, well, he did.
Yeah, he did.
But it's like, so it's not really that America is. It's like, it's more that how much of the Republican Party is all in on, it's fine. Nothing happened. And those who are like, God, I don't know. Like, this is, I mean, technically that's illegal. But, hey, it ain't going to stop me. It ain't going to stop me from voting.
Yeah. We will stay tuned.
Yeah, we will.
All right. This one, Blake, be interested to hear your thought on YouTube is an okay place to get medical information, right? Like, we don't need doctors and nurses. We can just go to YouTube, right?
Yeah, you just go online. WebMD,
we're good here,
Facebook.
Right?
Yeah, okay,
cool. Facebook. Exactly. Thank you, Jack. I told you Blake would agree with me on that one. But like, you know, it's wild because like, as like a new parent, I can't tell you how many weird ass fucking videos I see that are just total nonsense, packaged as shit. Like, parent hacks or baby hacks or like TikTok videos like that, where they're like, this shit is not even close to being I always talk about this one. They're like, you can tell based on how a baby's hand is, how hungry they are when they're feeding, that like when it's open or like when it's closed, they're still hungry. And when it's half open, it's like half full. And when their palms are just open, they're full. And like people are like, that's just a baby if they're like asleep.
Like, I didn't learn that in nursing school. Now, I'm not good at pediatrics. I mostly adult trauma. So
yeah. But, well, I'm saying as a parent, when I saw that, I was like, sure. But then I'm like, when you look at the video, you're like, that looks like a sleeping child gradually just like becoming more sleepy. But these are always like packaged to you as like real things you're saying or other shit that you see, like take, like eat more oranges to fight your cancer. And that's that. But like YouTube, like most content platforms, been pretty late to the enforcement game when it comes to like problematic misinformation or disinformation. But that changed obviously in 2020 with all the anti-vax and like COVID cure like stuff that just proliferating on the site. And this has even led RFK Jr. to claim that Google is trying to erase his presidential campaign just because they're censoring like anti-vax speeches. And he's like, they're erasing me. This is, they're trying to disappear. It's like, no, you're saying stuff that is whatever. Just stay over there, RFK. But now they're including cancer misinformation because that also seems to be increasing on the site, where they say they're going to take, they'll remove content that promotes, quote, cancer treatments proven to be harmful or ineffective, or which discourages viewers from seeking professional medical treatment.
Good. Nurse Blake approves this message.
Thank God. This includes content that promotes.
This seems unfair to me, but okay, keep going, Miles. Keep going.
This includes content that promotes unproven treatments in place of approved care or as a guaranteed cure, and treatments that have been specifically deemed harmful by health authorities. Like such as misleading claims that, quote, again, patients should take vitamin C instead of seeking out a radiology expert. So I don't know, like, I feel like online videos are one of the most potent sources of misinformation because of like the TV age, where we still feel that like if something's packaged as like a slick audio visual presentation, it's like legitimate somehow. And you're like, oh, well, why would they take all that time to post that if that's not true?
Yeah.
But if my unproven treatment does become a guaranteed cure, how am I supposed to let people know about it?
It'll, Jack, they'll remember you.
Silenced.
They will remember you posthumously, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, did your hemorrhoids go away when you balance the two small pumpkins on each nipple and light your incense? Did that work?
That does work, actually. Oh my God, do you know about that? You've seen that video?
Wait, so you've heard.
Oh my God. Wait, so, okay, maybe it's not as urgent that I get
maybe
the word
is getting out. But yeah, Blake, someone who especially does like content on TikTok where there's a lot of wild stuff, like, yeah, what are your feelings out of it?
Yeah, I definitely stay away from the education space. So, sure, by the way, balancing two small pumpkins on your nipples will not cure your hemorrhoids. I'm sorry. I have to say that as a licensed professional.
Physics would work on that.
But I mean, anytime there's fake medical information out there, it's definitely harmful to people and patients. And so, good. I'm glad. Sorry it's taken so long for YouTube to get on this, the bandwagon. But
right. Yeah. Are there often people that come to like the ER because they have listened to some boneheaded thing and then it's like, oh no, you've been doing what now for your what?
Yeah, like just random shit, you know, putting drops in their belly button to cure what? I mean, whatever it is, like it's just cut up potatoes and sleep with potatoes in your bed, you know, just. Anything they hear, you know, they think.
Potatoes now, in your butt, yeah.
In your butt, yeah. Put a Febreze can in your butt. I mean, that's really healthy. That's really great.
My farts have never smelled worse.
I actually had a patient that put a Febreze can up their ass.
Yeah.
Did
they have a rationale or were they just like, no, it's a sex thing? What are you talking about?
Of course. No, he slipped. It was an accident. He slipped in the bathtub.
They still try that.
That's what they always say. And then they're like, don't tell my wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, okay, well, if they look at the insurance paper, don't worry about, okay. Yeah, you sprained your ankle.
A light bulb up the ass. I mean, Buzz Lightyear doll. Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, because he has kind of the smooth.
Oh,
like,
the dome head.
Yeah, the domed helmet.
Yeah, wow. Now we're envisioning, like, okay, what kind of insertion would that be?
Yeah.
Okay.
The head first. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a friend in me.
Yeah. For real. Yeah, I'm like, when you see, like, I have even friends who will send me stuff as a parent. Like, yo, did you see this? Like, yeah. I don't know. I thought this might be useful. And I'm like, please tell me you didn't think this was real. Or like that this is useful. Like, I don't think a 19-year-old has like the wherewithal or medical experience for you to say like this is something that's even worth talking, unless it's like this is a total joke.
Right.
But again, I think it's like it's the audio visual presentation that truly I think like can just send people like on
especially YouTube. You think like you Facebook and TikTok, but you think YouTube is more credible, more reliable. But it, right. like you said, it's just smoke and mirrors.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's I think it's more credible than most universities, YouTube. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Dude, you sound like I'm so glad when I was in college, like YouTube was just barely becoming a thing because I knew so many
lazy
people. Yeah, right. Like that was like the one video they had on there.
Yeah.
But like I just think of like all the people, like contrarian people who are like, I don't need to go to college, dude. I've learned so much already just from like just reading like these like blog posts or whatever. And that was pre YouTube that I want to check back in on them. Like, what's up with like your YouTube master's degree? Because you're a psychologist, right? Yeah, man. Like I'm pretty sure like all my girlfriends have been narcissists. So it's like, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
It's yeah, crazy. Cool. Every single one. Yes.
Everyone.
They're all narcissists for some reason.
And my mom. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom turns out to be a narcissist. All the women in my life and men for some reason, all narcissists.
It's like surrounded by narcissists.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. Like the world's gone crazy. Mm. Anyways, I'm good and a good time to hang out with. All right.
Go see your doctor. Go see your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, please, please, please go see your doctor. I need to take that advice too.
There's been a steady wash of news stories from places like The Economist
and
The Wall Street Journal. That's just basically along the lines of, actually, turns out working from home doesn't work and you should be back in the office. And if you're not back at the office yet, you should feel a little bit bad about yourself and a sense of anxiety is sort of just the overall vibe. It's like, turns out it's not that efficient. Like the fading dream of work from home and, you know, all that shit. And I don't know. It feels like that, like just everybody in the corporate world, it seems like they've just decided this is true, that right. like work from home doesn't work. You know, our company has remained fairly cool about letting us return at our own rate. Miles and I are not in the same room right now, but I do know a lot of people who've just been like kind of forced to go back against their will and don't seem that psyched about it.
Right. Whenever these stories crop up, like in the back of my mind, all I go is, this is all from the commercial real estate sector.
Sure.
This is all because all of these office leases are just rotting. Like the amount of money that they say global banks, they say hold about half of the $6 trillion of outstanding commercial real estate debt that's out there right now. And they like some estimates are like, this is like, we're talking about the hundreds of billions of dollars in losses. So I could see for a few million dollars, your lobbying efforts to get like this message out to be like, yeah, man, I don't know about all this, even though like you, it's really not demonstrable in a lot of senses. Gotta get back. Just don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Get back.
So like this seems to be how it's working out. Like, so one example they're giving of like an executive being like, I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care if there's no data to support it. This is a direct quote. This person is from Amazon, whose return to office plan was admittedly prompted by the feelings of senior leadership and not data, said, it's time to disagree and commit. We're here. We're back. It's working.
Oh,
Mike Hopkins, senior vice president of Prime Video and Amazon Studios, reportedly said of in-person work, I don't have data to back it up, but I know it's better.
Oh,
and sir. Then the data actually says, like, there's a fundamental mismatch. Since the earliest days of the pandemic, bosses would rather have their workers where they can see them. Workers don't want that to be like a full on, like across the board sentence.
Right.
you know what? Listen, I used to live in Seattle. I've seen the Amazon offices. They're beautiful with their break room. Y'all, we have to work in a hospital for 12, 13, 14 hours. No breaks. Don't get a piss. The break room's disgusting. So, oh, you're sad you don't get to go to your, you don't have to go to your nice office with your breaks where you could bring your dogs. Like, must be nice. Must be fucking nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this is also like a huge thing, too, because not all jobs, like, for example, nursing, you know, or like the medical care can't be done remotely, too.
I want to work from home.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Everybody does want to. It's just the companies are like, you know, some jobs can't be done from home. And then other jobs, like when they can, the employers have a vested interest of like getting everybody into the office.
I get it.
Yeah.
It would suck. I mean, it would suck getting to work from home for a few years and being forced to go back. Like, that's just ass. I'd hate it.
Yeah. Could you, I mean, how easy is it to be slacking as a nurse, like on the job? You know what I mean? Because, like, I'd imagine.
People die.
Yeah, right. But, like, wouldn't you get found out pretty quickly? Like, because that you would just be like a shit nurse and be like, no. Like, they are.
Y'all, we don't get breaks. Like, we don't get breaks. So it's just funny, like, comparing what we do to, like, these Amazon like employees job. That are complaining about having to go back to the office, yet they get, like, $200,000, all these stock options. They get to bring their dogs to work. Like, that must be fucking nice. Like, I wish we got that.
Right. And I mean, like, because I think about this all the time, right? Because all throughout the pandemic, I would read about and just like anecdotally talking to friends that work in healthcare, how fucking awful it was to like have to go into work and like witness just the sheer chaos of a pandemic happening and like, you know, just completely fucking with people's sense of self, their emotions and things like that. Is are people like, I mean, I read things about how people are just trying to like leave the profession, but is that as like a pronounced a phenomenon as like, you know, I'm led to believe like reading those articles and stuff?
No, it is. Like the nursing shortage is real. It's not because we don't have enough nurses. It's because all these hospitals have just scared nurses away by either not increasing pay or safe staffing. Like really, like nurses should only have like a max of like 4 or 5 patients, yet in like states like Florida they're having to care for 8 and only making $30 an hour, you know, if that. So it's like, I'm not gonna risk my life and my license, because if we make the mistake, we're going to jail losing our license. And it's just, it's so it's so unfair. So I hope that legislatively, you know, we see a lot more nurses going on strike around the country, which is so great, because that's a hard decision to make. But hopefully there's federal safe staffing ratios that come into play in the next few years.
Is that kind of like the minimum that a lot of like nurses are asking for, like as like a first step? Obviously, because like they're, I'm sure they're much bigger picture items, but they're like, this is just like the most just basic thing you can do.
And again, it's about evidence base, right? So it's like we have numbers that when nurses care for less patients, it's better. It's safer.
Right.
Yeah, they don't want to look at that. Right. They don't want to care.
Well,
they're
being taken over by we've talked about private equity, like companies come in and buy entire healthcare systems. And then their first step is like understaffing is actually a strategy when you think about it.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
It's actually cheaper.
Money, and we actually don't lose money when people die. That's actually kind of like a quick for turnaround. So, Want those so beds turning over, people.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Yeah, it is. I do think, you know, generally companies like the fact that, like, when I've gone back into the office, the thing that has jumped out to me is like, man, there's a lot of time spent doing fucking nothing. Like, going to grab lunch or driving, just like the commute. And I don't live that far from my office, but like, just the commute of it is like, takes up a lot of time. And I do feel like there's a part, like the freeing up of people's time, like does give them more time to think about things, and like not being there in person with people also allows them to be like more objective about their jobs. And like that's why we've seen that like there are these things that it's just like across the board, people like having like having the option to work from home. It's just like better for, they make more money, they have fewer expenses, and they have lower stress levels. That's like been proven across the board.
Oh yeah. And especially if you're like part of a marginalized group, like the kind of bullshit you'd have to deal with in an office, you're like, yeah, I don't know. Like, cause there's going to be that one fucking like dude who works for us. I was like, hey brother, check out the Laker game. And you're like, no motherfucker. Gotta go. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So but like, I get
it's like good for the country also to, for people to have the ability to work from home, because I do think people are a little bit more objective and happier and healthier when they are working from home. And like all these stories about fucking like, you got to come in because it's better for workers. And like, it's like the American corporations are doing fine.
Bullshit.
I'm not worried about their, like how much work they're squeezing out of all of their employees. Like,
yeah.
And the fact that that is kind of the default, like way it's covered in the mainstream media is a fucking bummer. And it's like proof that like this is, you know, the mainstream media is the cops and they suck. Yeah. They're bad at their job.
Well, especially when it comes to like properly articulating what the stakes are for workers in any given industry. Like it's always like, cause their first quote is going to come from the employer that they don't know. They don't know to talk to a nurse or a UPS driver or something. Yeah. They'll talk to the UPS fucking press officer or the healthcare systems press officer and then work their way down. And then you get this very lopsided, you know, presentation about the reality of it all. And and again, if you're like, what, we're in 2023 and we still haven't fundamentally had like sorted out this idea of what essential work is. And if it's essential work, then what does essential pay equate to? We can't just keep doing the thing where it's like, oh man, I'm gonna bang my motherfucking pots for you. Like, no man, how about some fucking real, like, like substantial increases in wages and quality of life? Because if shit goes down and we are the only people that have to work because we are deemed essential, then like, what the fuck? And that's it feels like the lowest hanging fruit for like a politician to like, like go after.
Right.
Because most people agree like with that sentiment.
Right.
And no one's gonna be like, I don't know, man. Like, fuck the person at the fucking grocery store that like putting up with my shit while I cough all over them.
Yeah.
Like, no. And so many people occupy those jobs, they would instantly be like, yeah, go,
vote for them.
More of that, more of that.
Sure. Yep, exactly. It makes no sense.
It does make sense. It's like, that is a good way of like kind of understanding how the country actually works. Is like, well, that would be easy. That would be very popular. That would make them immediately like more successful at electoral politics, and they don't do it. So what's getting in the way there? What's happening?
Money from these fucking hospitals.
The Kaiser Foundation.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
exactly.
But that's what it shows you. Yeah. And again, like that's, and I think that's why it's so frustrating right now for a lot of people, because it seems so easy for just anybody without a degree or experience in politics to be like, wait, so they make all this money, but I'm not making shit and I'm asking for it. But there is no real argument aside from no.
Right.
Like, what the fuck gives? And again, it's such a, like, yeah, whatever. This is why, you know, candidates who talk like that don't end up really making it to the heights that they should.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up about that.
Or they do something like the Dean scream and then they get,
Yeah. Howard Dean. We missed that, man.
Yeah.
And he was talking about
healthcare.
And then
he became like the ultimate Democrat party, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it happens, man.
let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about QAnon and an interesting new direction they're taking.
Yeah.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Thura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back. We are back. So we talked about the guy, Michael Protzman, who passed away like a few weeks or maybe it was a couple months ago. This is the guy who had all those people in Dallas, Texas, like waiting for JFK to like come back and like save them all.
Yeah.
And then he said he went to a Rolling Stones concert and it was all like it was actually Michael Jackson on keyboard and Prince was on drums. And he's like, it was not the band because he has like the all seeing eye. Anyway, when that guy passed away, we were talking about, we're like, well, what happens? Because like all those Telegram groups that he was like presiding over just turned into fucking chaos. And there were people being like, and he also didn't die. He got, you know, offed by the CIA or whatever. He died in a dirt biking accident.
Dirt bike accident. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think terrible dirt biking accident, like hit his chest or something like that. But now
nobody ever dies in motorcycle or dirt bike accidents, as our guest can tell you.
Right. Yeah. Safest form,
very
safest
suspicious.
Form of travel, right, Blake? Right. Would you say?
Yeah, for sure. I saw a video on YouTube about it.
It's actually the safest way to travel, but even more than like walking on a pedestrian. Yeah, sidewalk.
You don't even need a helmet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it so makes you safe. You look dumb when you wear it.
You're like
Come
a
on
fucking
now.
Loser.
But now we're finding out that like, as he, you know, his passing has created like this fucking power vacuum. It is now being, you know, occupied by a 13-year-old girl who has like the name Tiny Teflon on her Telegram channel. And it sounds like this guy Protzman has been like grooming her to be her protege to take over like the QAnon movement. So they are now all, it's just wild again that this group was all like being like these child groomers. They're like, this man was groomed. Okay, never mind. What's grooming? We don't even know anymore. It's like this very, it's when drag queens appear in public, and that's what grooming is, not, you know, what's happening in churches across the country. So now we're at the point trying to figure out, like, what is going on? What is the future? Like, what is going to happen? And this little girl has basically come out and being like, I'm trying to get more kids in on this. You know, I want to show them how to decode the news. and send out their own codes so they can also be part of this movement. So, yeah, tween QAnon influencer is now the godhead figure for a certain group of people.
What is going on? Like, is QAnon still, I guess, Blake, this would be interesting to hear from you as somebody who's like out in these streets. Like, are you seeing, like, I feel like as far as the mainstream media is concerned, like QAnon's still out there, but we haven't, like, that they're sort of just holding steady. Are you seeing QAnon?
Like, yeah. So when I'm about, when I'm in different cities, the team and I, we like to do like these crazy, just like tours or like crazy adventures. And we were in Sedona and we wanted to do a UFO tour.
So oh, the like, energy there. It's an energy vortex.
It is a vortex, power up, make connection. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the team and I, we had this lady, Sheila, pick us up. She took us to the middle of the desert for a UFO tour. And we thought she was normal at first, like, oh, cool, just like this little older lady going to show us some UFOs, which we know are satellites in the sky. And she gave us like these military grade night vision goggles and these lasers that point like 20 miles into the air. And she's like, don't point them at planes. Right. And I'm like, I'm not even going to use the laser.
Did she wink while she was saying that? Don't point them at planes, right?
Because that's a felony.
And right when she started, it was a 2-hour tour. We were about 10 minutes in and we see this like car like on a mountain. And she was just like, oh, spaceship landing. Spaceship landing.
On a mountain. Yeah.
Spaceship landing. You know how I know it's not a car? Because I was mayor of Sedona. And I know that there's not a road that goes up that mountain. And then she starts going off about Queen Elizabeth. She was assassinated in 2021.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Go
Amy
off.
Winehouse is still alive.
Hell yeah. That part.
So, are you going to tell me Queen Elizabeth died of natural causes? Come on.
She had lethal injection.
Yeah.
In 2021.
Definitely.
Lethal injection 2021. We're looking up at these satellites and there's like 10 that were going by and she's like, oh, all the aliens go into a meeting. I'm like, what kind of meeting?
Oh, wow. I like how she's doing like the preschool teacher version of like talking about, it's like, oh, and they're going to school. It's time to go to the store. They're going to get roast beef.
Talking about how her friend like lived on Venus. And she used to pilot spacecrafts, but the bees on Venus, they're 5 feet tall. They don't sting you.
No.
But when they have church on Venus, they're in these glass domes and the windows open. It, she was talking like this for 2 hours. Like, we didn't even get to ask a question.
Wow.
Like, it was just like Amy Winehouse alive. Oh, whatever
I love
his
that
name.
It wasn't it was like a dialogue. It was just like
insane. And
you were just talked at.
Talking straight line.
The med beds. She said that she needed a root canal, but she's waiting for the med beds to open up in the mountains.
Wait, what are med beds?
When we got back from this tour, we looked at med beds and it's a whole QAnon.
You were even like, what the fuck are med? Okay.
And that's when we learned, Googling what she was saying, that she's like a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Well, med beds are going to cure all physical ailments.
Oh.
And she's waiting to get into a med bed because it's going to cure her root canal, her bad tooth decay in 4 minutes.
And I'm this will actually heal her fucked up root tooth canal and heal the nerve endings that are causing the pain, which requires even a root canal that
you could lose a limb and the med beds are going to grow it back.
Oh shit. Well, how do
I'm like, okay, just like wish fulfillment basically.
So if you look up med beds, it's all QAnon,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, QAnon is wish fulfillment for people who wanted Donald Trump to actually like not be scamming them, I guess.
And then for Hillary Clinton to act, and Hillary Clinton and Obama are actually already in jail.
The IRS is giving us all our money back. Mortgages are going to be done. When the war underground is over, the aliens are coming. We're getting all our money back.
Did she talk about 2027?
She didn't give us a time. She said the aliens didn't give her a time.
Okay. Oh, because that's the one thing I see cropping up a lot is 2027.
2027.
That's the new date.
That's the new date.
Apparently they are arriving.
The aliens?
Yeah, and the whole UAP thing has been about preparing the general public
She did say that.
The arrival in 2027, because if they arrive without proper preparation, there will be mass panic.
Yep. Mm.
So they have to leak. This is wild because this is like other shit. When I look at UFO shit on the internet, I'm like, I'm starting to see this shit so much now. Like, it's 2027. And they point to certain people's testimony about, like, when they're like, in about 5 years, like, they say certain dates, and they're always like, it's always pointing to 2027.
Yeah.
She said that she used to run an alien group at a Denny's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for 14 years.
Okay.
She's legit.
So she's been down since day
she's
one.
She's legit.
Right. I do like feel when like people QAnon, like, to a large degree, is like, just take it's a thing for people who are very strange in the United States and have been here forever to, like, kind of all gravitate towards and, like, all just align around. And it's like this living organism that just inherits. And UAPs are big right now. Well, we have like a timeline for that. And it's just like dumb conspiracy theory, like as a like living, breathing organism.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her. Like, just the fact that she believes this and she's got kids. And I'm just like, yeah. So we were so scared about everything she was saying. We actually walked back to our hotel. We refused to let her drive us back. So we walked in the dark in the desert back to our hotel because we're like, we are not getting in the car.
How did that conversation go? She's like, all right, well, I'm ready to take y'all back.
We just started like walking backwards, like, oh, we have to go. Like, she Homer kept Simpson. Talking. She kept talking. And we're just like, okay, bye. She's like, are you sure? Are you sure? We're like, yeah, bye.
Wow. I'm just real. I just saw like, there's like a hotel that's like, we're a Tesla med bed center.
I'm telling, these med beds are big, you guys. It's going to cure everything, emotional stuff. It's going to age us in reverse. She said she's going to look like she's 35 after getting in med bed 3.
And then I'll go to that big rock candy mountain.
Like, yeah.
It just feels like it's just that. It's like what we have instead of like depression songs about getting to eat a bunch of candy.
Right.
And she said the med beds are here. They're in the mountains just waiting probably for 2027.
Who do they think made the med beds? Donald Trump?
I mean, clearly you don't need YouTube for medical advice anymore because the med beds are just going to cure us all.
Oh, yeah. Man. Is there a med bed TikTok?
Oh, shit.
I can't imagine what med bed TikTok is. Like, I want to see the Gen Z take on med beds. You
probably
know what I mean?
Fucking tanning beds.
Someone's going to become a like billionaire off of just creating a product called med beds that just like give you Tylenol when you have a headache.
Like, oh, shit.
It's like transdermal medication, basically, like from laying in it. Just like,
you should start that, actually.
Medbeds.com.
Yeah, medbeds.com.
What you do?
I'm going to get that on GoDaddy.
The sheets are just a bunch of fentanyl patches that you put other side up. Yeah, hop in. You're going to you'll be red as rain.
I love this shit.
Medbed 4 will give you a good hand job.
Yeah. There you go. A solid one. A good one.
Solid a gay one.
I need just like a good, a solid, workman-like hand job.
Like someone knows what they're doing. You know what I mean? That'll be like the wink version of like, he's got to be a dude. You know what I mean? Someone who knows what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Knows their way around, you know, down there.
Oh, man. Well, I'm investing in med beds. Listener, Zeit Gang, if you got med bed ideas, let's try and figure it out. Because
And also just hit us with like the wildest Q shit that you're seeing, like that's
locally
actually intersecting in your life. Cause that's so true. That's so like, it's so predictable that like the person who gives the alien tour in Sedona would of course be susceptible to QAnon bullshit.
She said people that hear the stuff she's telling to us get murdered. So listen, if you're ever looking for a good tour in Sedona, go see Sheila. She's got 5 out of 5 star rating.
But by extension, we're going to get murdered, Blake, because you told
I know.
Us
I'm
this
like,
information.
Bitch, what are you telling us
you've
for?
Done this, Blake.
You signed my death warrant.
Well, I'm already murdered because I'm LGBTQ+. So.
Yeah. Right. And Donald Trump will not win in Texas.
One lady.
Holy shit.
Well, Blake, such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, nurseblake.com, going on the tour. If you want to get tickets, bring your nurse out. If you're married to a nurse, dating a nurse, or fucking a nurse, we are red flags. Actually, the fact that you want to be with us is a red flag on you. But yeah, you check me out, nurseblake.com.
Awesome. Is there work of media that you've been enjoying?
Yeah, I've been, you know, I'm not a Twitter person, but I'm definitely on, what's the new one, Threads?
Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just nice.
Anything? Yeah. Is there like an account that you like on there or anything like that?
What I like when Variety, they put these like celebrities up to the lie detector tests. Have you seen that? Yeah. And then they just kind of test them on random shit. But it's like, it gets pretty, they like throw the celebs under the bus. So I hope to never get hooked up to a lie detector test to get asked.
Those are like Vanity Fair videos, right?
Yeah, Vanity Fair. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
I used to make those at my old job.
Oh, really?
Like the Kiki Palmer one. Yeah.
Are they real?
Fucking funny.
I mean, it's pseudoscience. Right. Obviously. Right. Like, but you know, but it's fun. It gives you something to react to.
I love it. I think don't ever hook me up to one and ask me about my managers or my coworkers. It would not be good.
Just do the thing that every person should say if they're ever have the unfortunate interaction with police asking you to take it. Be like, it's not admissible in court.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about it? It should
also
be.
get my fucking lawyer. I need a lawyer. Don't talk to me until I have a lawyer.
I don't talk to police. Liar. Well, it makes you look guilty. I'm out of here. Nah, I don't believe y'all. That's cap.
That's cap.
All right. Miles, where can people find you? Is there work media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, PlayStation, Nintendo, at Miles of Gray, all of that. It's pretty consistent wherever you can find me, except Reddit. Y'all will never find me on Reddit. But yeah, find me there. Find us on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. You can check me out in my new true crime podcast, The Good Thief. And also, if you like 90 Day Fiancé and you like getting high, then check me out on 420 Day Fiancé, where it goes down every week. Some tweets I like. Actually, one tweet from Zach Bornstein at Zach Bornstein tweeted, struggling to figure out how 8 billionaires who want to replace workers with robots are losing the narrative to 10,000 professional storytellers and the 150,000 hottest people in the world. I'm talking about the dual strike right
now. Can't quite figure it out.
How? Yeah. How?
Amazing. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Hunter Tyson fan account tweeted, I bet Jokic's horse hates horse racing and just wants to play basketball all day. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Hey, Miles, what song do you think people might enjoy?
I said we were going to slowly ramp up the energy, and we have reached Friday, and I just want to play this. Okay, so this is a track. It's like traditionally like a high energy thing, but I found this like album of this artist named Antonio Sanchez, who's from like Cape Verde and was like making music in the 70s and 80s, which people would describe as like analog African dance music. So it's like he has fantastic vocals and like this really dope guitar strumming and then like a little bit of synthesizer here and there. But it's like very dope, like vibey music. So this track is called Pinta Manta, PintaManta by Antonio Sanchez. So check that out and impress your hip friends with being like, oh, this is what I'm fucking with right now. Some analog African music.
All right. Well, we'll link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. We are back on Monday to tell you what was trending over the weekend. We will be back this weekend to give you a highlight reel from this week with the weekly Zeitgeist. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.